Welcome to ANI in the Air, online, and around Baltimore, your daily podcast, briefing on the goings-ons, ins and arounds, arts and ideas, Sudbury School. So today is Farewell Friday, and so we'll kind of look back on the week. The events of the day, I feel like were a little bit minimal. There was another Minecraft hangout at 10 a.m., and then there was some role-playing game that was that I hosted at 3. There were some, funny postings on Discord. Be sure to check out Discord if you haven't in a while. It's always good and fun. Upcoming next week is a short week. We have Thanksgiving. So we're actually closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Monday, we'll have our usual announcements at 11:05. Please make sure to attend. And we'll have school meeting at 1 on Tuesday. And we have an assembly meeting that night to discuss the numbers and further actions. Speaking of the numbers, so there are two numbers that we track for our policy. One is the positivity rate, which is the number of positive tests for the number of tests given, more or less. And our threshold was set at 5%. We have now in Baltimore City, as of November 19th, hit 7.62%, which is pretty high given the breadth of testing that is going on. We are at the highest testing volume we've been at of, it sounds like, we're testing 40,000 tests a day in Maryland, I guess. Doesn't specifically talk about Baltimore. And then there is the case rate, which is number of people per 100,000. So we had set our number threshold at 15, and we are now at 42 per 100,000. So basically, for every 100,000 people, there are 42 cases, I guess. And I guess that's kind of new cases per day. So that can start to add up quickly. That is the highest rate we have been at during this entire pandemic. We also have, we don't track this for our policy, but another useful thing to look at is the hospital bed utilization. This is across Maryland. We are currently at 1,200 total beds used. I don't know how many beds are available. The peak before this, which happened in the beginning of May, was around 1,700 beds. And just for also kind of local context, at the beginning of November, it was at 500. So we more than doubled the use of the hospital beds over the past 3 weeks. So, yeah, that's our weekly number update report. So it doesn't look terribly good for coming back in person at this current time. Thanksgiving is coming up, and the official recommendation is stay home and don't go to family gatherings. Just be safe. But it sounds like a lot of people will not listen to that. But hopefully our community will stay safe. So this was our first fully online week. I hope you all had a good week with it. This is a challenging time for us. It's not enough just to do what you want in order to keep this community going, but you actually have to reach out. When we're in person, you can just do whatever you want, and that naturally creates community. But being online, you really have to try to make an effort to stay connected to people. Ideally, this is happening on Discord, so other people outside of your networks can see and participate, but I at least hope that everyone is connecting online in some fashion with people. It's good not to be isolated. So that is, I guess, that for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and talk to you all later.